Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us each and every day as once again we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of some philosophical bent or ideological directive. It's not a matter of a denominational dogma, but thus saith the Word of God. Let me recommend to you the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Bible. It's the truth book, as I have called it so often. From Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, we find it is truth, and truth is what we need to seek in society today, perhaps more than ever before. It was the Lord Jesus that said in John 8:31-32, as speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then it was Jesus that made the dogmatic statement, as we'd call it in the vernacular today, when he said, "I am truth." And then he proceeded to say in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's a truth that we need to seek today. It was George Orwell many years ago that made the statement that is so profound as we look at it today. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're finding that across the board today, especially when you get into the two major areas that I enjoy so much. That is theological, doctrinal, biblical, and political. When you understand that in those categories, ladies and gentlemen, truth is so often elusive and not sought and not looked for and, in fact, is demeaned. One of the things that I've said so often when we think about truth, it's the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we ought to do. In just a moment, after our brief monologue, we're going to get into a conversation, dialogue, and discussion with one of the Clay County School Board superintendent candidates that's running for election. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that is so vital, and I speak of this so often on this broadcast, we need to recognize the Bible is very, very clear. It says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And part of that foundation, that's the warp and the woof, that's the literal fabric of society and for our foundation. We need to seek out those that God has so directed us to do in relationship to how to find the proper candidate for office. And God has given us his insight and his directive on that in the book of Exodus, in the 18th chapter, and in the 21st verse, the Bible says, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens." Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very clear in God's word how we are to select candidates for office, and that is able men having capability and competence to do so. We're going to be talking about one such candidate as that today on our broadcast and going back to that scripture to refine it and to remind us exactly what kind of candidate we should seek for public office. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape, lawn care equipment, and power generation equipment for hurricane preparedness. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, how can I find it? Find the gigantic U.S. flag flowing, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7 at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into our dialogue and discussion with our special guest today, let me remind you, and perhaps you've already heard it, it's been all over the Communist Network news and other news sources also, Joe Biden finally came out of his basement long enough to designate a running mate, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, a candidate with a horrible, if I can say this very briefly, without having to go into details today because time won't allow it, but Kamala Harris has a horrible record, even in her own state. You'll recall when Kamala was running for presidential as a presidential candidate on the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic ticket, she got a single-digit support in California when she was that Democratic candidate. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article, and I'm going to try to read it, just give you the headlines. Kamala Harris rated the most left-wing senator even more than Bernie Sanders, this article says. Newt Gingrich says Biden adopting a bizarre Democratic plan that will destroy the American dream. And he goes on with a major, major article in relationship to the horrific nature of what is being attempted by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden as they are running for the highest office in the land. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we are facing a dangerous dilemma. In the next 80 days, ladies and gentlemen, you will make a decision. I will make a decision. We, the people, will vote. And our vote needs to count. In 2016, 31 million Christians failed to get off their hands and go to the voting booth and place their ballot for a conservative candidate. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to, in the next 80 days, that is before November the 3rd, approximately 80 days, and yet we're in our counties, surrounding counties, even now, we're in the primary, and the 18th is the deadline, the last day of the voting for the primary. We're going to make decisions of whether or not we want to continue with the constitutional republic that God has blessed us with for 244 years, or if we want the socialist, Marxist, communist dictatorship as found in North Korea and China and Cuba and Venezuela and other nations that have no Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. In a moment, you can start your calls as we start our dialogue and discussion with our special guest today, of whom we'll introduce in just a few moments. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind, I want to set the stage today with the seriousness and the somberness by which I speak in relationship to the need of voting. Every Christian needs to vote. If you're a patriot, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, we need to vote. And don't give me this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So many people talk about it, saying, well, you're just putting down the Democratic Party. No, I'm saying that it's the party of God, if you will, because there's no way we can say we're saved, that we're Christian, and vote for a party that believes in murder by way of abortion, that has a party that believes in the sodomite lifestyle, that says the LGBTQ agenda trumps, that is, tops the agenda of our Bill of Rights and the right to have religious liberties and freedoms in America, which is attempted by the Democratic Party. If you don't believe that, just Google or go online and look up the HB 5, the House Bill 5, called the Equality Act, which Nancy Pelosi passed with 240 votes in the House. It literally would destroy religious liberties, the freedom of speech. It will close churches across America if that bill ever sees light. And if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris goes into office as president and vice president, that'd be one of the first things that they will do. And he will do so by executive order. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have the Biden-Harris presidency, let me just give you a little blurb overview of what kind of America we'd have. We'd see major increase in taxes across the board. Religious liberties will be destroyed. We will have no right to keep and bear arms in America. The LGBTQ sodomite agenda will dominate, according to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC's push to do so even now. Abortion on demand, taxpayer expense, would be the reality. the new Green Deal of the AOC and the Bernie Sanders approach would take millions upon millions of jobs. The leadership role in the presidential office with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will absolutely cause America to be a nation without borders. We would have a borderless nation. Illegals would be welcome to come in without going through the process of being approved. Joe Biden has already said also, ladies and gentlemen, and listen very carefully, Joe Biden has said very dogmatically that we need more Islamic teaching in our public school systems. Ladies and gentlemen, you can open any history book from kinder, from the 5th grade through the 12th grade, and you'll find more said about Islam in a positive sense than you find combined about the Judeo-Christian faith. We're already in a dilemma across America with our textbooks in relationship to what's being taught in, about the LGBTQ agenda and about high profile of the sodomite lifestyle of those that are supposedly fans for those on the left, and also for the teaching about Islam as being a peaceful religion. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing more dangerous could take place than to have a Biden-Harris administration. China will literally control America's economy. Our wives and our daughters and our children will become prey to the pedophiles and perverts in the open bathrooms and locker rooms and shower rooms that the LGBTQ controlling the Biden-Harris administration will have. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden-Harris socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats will do all possible to steal this election. Listen, don't you dare sit back and think that you don't have to vote. Don't you dare sit back and say, well, you know we've got it in the bag. President Trump's going to be reelected. We don't know that, although we see the handwriting on the wall. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with the potentiality of this election, November the 3rd, being stolen, literally stolen, and their approach to do so is by mail-in ballots. I'm just going to read you the headlines from several articles that I find dangerously frightening and real. This article says voter fraud more likely to impact election than any foreign meddling could ever have. Here's another article. Vice President Pence says the choice we face in America is whether America will remain the America that we know it today. Here's another article. Unsigned, unsealed, undelivered, the peril of mail-in ballots for 2020 and the election. Here's another article. California tosses 100,000 botched mail-in ballots for presidential primary. This article, another article, over 223,000 mail-in ballots bounced, undeliverable, in the recent Clark County, Nevada primary election. Here's one that's frightening, ladies and gentlemen. 28 million mail-in ballots went missing in the last four elections. May I say this, ladies and gentlemen? If you think that somehow, some way, this is going to get better, I use a poor grammar to make the statement, it's not going to get better and better, it's going to get badder and badder unless we as Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and go to the ballot box. Back in 2012, I had the privilege of publishing one of my books, and it was titled, Will There Be a Revolution? Subtitle said, yes, it will be either at the ballot box or the battlefield. And it's always been my desire to see the revolution take place at the ballot box. And by the way, I was using 2 Chronicles chapter 10 is my base text for that, and your leisure study that time won't have allow us to go into that today. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to pick godly candidates to run for office. We need to select those that meet the qualification of God's election guidelines in the scripture. I referred to that earlier in my early portion of my monologue. Exodus chapter 18 verse 21 speaks very clearly that as we select men, they must be of good capability. The scripture says able men. That means having capability, competence, and ability. And then secondly, such as fear God. That means candidates, ladies and gentlemen, we put into position of leadership in civil government over us, whether it be on a national, state, or local level. We need to put men in office that fear God. That means it has a reverence for God, that respects God. I enjoy speaking to, working with, and interviewing candidates, ladies and gentlemen, that says, as one of the candidates on the State House side said recently on our interview, that he's a Christian first. He's loves the Lord. He's a Christian first. He's a Republican. He's a conservative. And he puts them in that order. Ladies and gentlemen, that needs to be the order that we place it in, that we honor God. And this scripture says, men of truth. That means having a reputation of speaking the truth. they're reliable. You don't have to wonder if they're telling the truth or not. And then further, this text says, hating covetousness. That means they're not seeking an office for another paycheck, not seeking an office because they're greedy or grasping, but seeking an office to serve God through their leadership role in the populace and society in which we're living in today. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason I'm talking about on this broadcast today, the future of America in the next 80 days. The future of America in the next 80 days. And ladies and gentlemen, when we think about the qualifications that God places in His Word that is required for men that we select to put into office, we have such a candidate that's on the air with us today. One of these candidates, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to introduce to you is Charlie Vance. Charlie Vance is candidate for the superintendent of schools in Clay County. Charlie, welcome to our show today as we face the issues.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are. It's a joy. Let me just simply say this before we start our dialogue and discussion for the benefit of our listeners today, Charlie. Let me say this. I've known your family well for several years now. Had the opportunity to work with your dad for on several occasions, walking the hallways of the House and the Senate, the Capitol building there in Tallahassee as I was working on several higher educational bills for religious education. Had the privilege of working with him. And I just want our listeners to understand that, as I have said, and someone recently reminded me, the Van Zandt name in Clay County is like the Youngblood name in Duval County for conservatism. And I'm thankful for that. So it's our delight to have you on board with us today as we talk about your candidates and what you're doing, why you're doing it. We've got a number of questions that I pray that we'll be able to get through during the course of this broadcast. I've said many, many times that an hour is just simply not enough time to do what we need to do on the air with so many occasions, but we're going to do what we can with that time. Charlie, let me ask you this, for the benefit of those that may not have met you, and by the way, for those that are listening, we have those from Brunswick, Georgia, down to about Daytona, and from the beaches over to about Lake City. So, Charlie, it covers the total area that you are wanting to greet and meet and talk with people about voting and putting you in office as superintendent of schools in Clay County. But there are many people that may not know you, may not have heard the name. Take a few moments, Charlie, if you would, give us a brief introduction of yourself, your bio, something about you, something about your family, and your background, just for a brief moment.
Thank you for the opportunity to be with you. Again, my name is Charlie Van Zandt. My family moved to Clay County, Florida in 1981 when I was a child. I grew up in the Clay County school system down in Keystone Heights. That's where I graduated from high school, met my wife, Stephanie, almost 30 years ago. We've been married for 26 years now at the University of Florida. We have two sons, Luke and Wyatt, that are going into 9th and 12th grade at Keystone Heights High School. I joined the National Guard in 1989 as a private. I still serve as a lieutenant colonel at Camp Blanding. I came to know the Lord at a very young age professed my faith through believer's baptism at age 7, and the Lord has kept me out of a lot of trouble and has disciplined me as a sinner saved by grace when I strayed here and there. So I'm thankful for the Lord sustaining me through the years. He's seen me through 3 Middle East deployments. When my kids were little, I was gone a lot, and my wife's done a great job raising them and their godly young men who have both accepted Christ on their own, and I'm very proud of them for that. And my kids are healthy. They do well in school, so we don't have any complaints, but I have deep concerns about the level of education they're getting, about the lack of true civics and American history that they're being taught. When I was superintendent of schools in Clay County before, literally I had a different version of an American history textbook that did not have a lot of the Islam is a peaceful religion kind of garbage that you mentioned before in your show, because I simply didn't allow it. And I had a group of parents that helped me review curriculum and instruction, and we had a fair and accurate representation of world history and American history, but not something that skewed things in a way that just weren't true. And I think we do have to seek truth. And I'm a Christian first, then a conservative, then a Republican. And that's how I order it. The Republicans don't always get it right, but we get it a lot more right than the rest of them most of the time.
Absolutely. Well, Charlie, I appreciate you sharing that so much. And let me say this for your benefit and for our listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for wearing that uniform. Thank you for what you do in the protection for we the people, for a free nation. I am thankful for that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Charlie Van Zandt. Charlie served as superintendent of schools 2012 through 2016 in Clay County. And Charlie, we'll talk about in just a moment some of the events that have transpired since then. And we'll talk about the question that we'll ask and perhaps the people are asking. Why would you want to be back in that hot seat again? Why would you want to take the pressure that is so often found in a public office? But let's, Charlie, first of all, let me do this. I know, by the way, you talked about coming to Clay County when you moved to this area in 1981. You know, it's perhaps you're familiar with that. We moved here in 1980. I've got four sons. It's, I believe, 46 through about 55 or 56. And so we can just call you one of our sons. That would be all right.
I'm right in the middle. I turned 50 in a couple of months.
Right in the middle. Well, we've got one that's just turned, I think it's 50. And I'm thankful for you and for what God has allowed you to do. And I have looked at your resume. I've looked at your background. I'm familiar with the Van Zandt name and the reputation for Clay County. And I'm thankful for that. So it's our delight, our privilege to have you on board with us today to talk about your election, your campaign, and what we can do to assist in doing that. Charlie, would you consider your position as a conservative Republican, as a Christian, as a conservative, and as a Republican, would you consider that position, those credentials in those three areas, as a qualifying factor above the others that are running against you? How do you place that in the spectrum of value? How should people view that brief overview, the Christian, conservative, and Republican? How should the listeners view that as being important, imperative, or just okay for running the race?
Well, if you come at life from a scriptural worldview, which I do, a biblical worldview, whichever way you want to term it,
amen,
I think it's imperative. I believe it's the most important thing. That is my worldview, is that of a scriptural worldview. That is often scoffed at in the public education circles. So many of the public education people, to include the two people that I'm running against, are more of the teachers union crowd. They've sought out the teachers union endorsement. One of them got the teachers union endorsement, has a lot of money from different teachers unions all over the state in this campaign. And, you know, they stand for things that are abhorrent to me. And that money flows up to the NEA, the National Education Association, supports Planned Parenthood, and candidates like Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in the past. And they do things that destroy America. They're trying to bring us towards this socialistic state, to the point in 2014, when I was superintendent, I put on an American history conference, invited all our American history and civics teachers in Clay County to it, and had it corporately sponsored by outside donors. Didn't cost Clay County taxpayers a dime, in order to kind of pump them up a little bit, just like you would have a science fair or a spelling bee or a music festival. And literally some of the more liberal school board members in Clay County that are all very much influenced by the union put me under a commission on ethics investigation, which was pretty quickly dismissed for doing that. So that's how far backwards our thinking has gotten in public education. So, you know, I'm one of those guys that believes you have to put up or shut up. And, yeah. You know, I run my own business now. Here's what I'm sure of. If I win this election, I'll make less money, have more stress, and less time with my family. So I don't need this for a job. I don't need another title in life. I don't certainly don't need the income, because it'll be less. But it is what I feel is the calling on my life right now, and it's a job worth doing well, and it's a job worth doing with traditional American family values, and that's the perspective from which I approach it.
Amen. Well, Charlie, I'm thankful to hear you talk about the textbook aspect of it and what is needed. And I'm delighted to hear what you have done in the past in relationship to having individuals that will work with you and co-op with you in reviewing textbooks. One of the greatest needs I see in the American educational system is to have, and this may or may not be something that you want to delve into real deep, but I believe that the tax dollars need to follow the student so that the student, the family, can send that child to parochial school, Christian school, co-op education, and or online education, or the general public classroom setting. In fact, in my research of months and months and months now, I've discovered, and especially because of COVID and the speaking up across the nation about should we open our schools or not, and we'll talk about that in a moment, should we open the schools or keep our schools closed, 62% of American parents have chosen, selected, made the determination, spoken out that they want online education, they want co-op education, Christian education, charter school education, et cetera, et cetera, and not just the brick-and-mortar classroom setting. So that brings me to the point, Charlie, of asking the question. I think there's a great debate in Clay County regarding increased property taxes for school districts, that the taxes that went into effect in 2018. What is your position on that, and is this an important issue to discuss?
Well, I did not support an increase in property taxes in 2018. I didn't vote for it. It was sold to us as the taxpayers as a mechanism to improve school safety, and sold to us as a way to bring more sheriff's resource, meaning the Clay County Sheriff's officers, into all the schools. And that is not what they did with that money. It got passed. It narrowly passed. And right before the election, when it did pass, there was a school, there was a shot fired at, I believe, Raines High School on a Friday night football game. And then there was a shooting at the Jacksonville Landing on Sunday afternoon. The election was Tuesday. I mean, and it barely passed. And those were swirling right before Election Day. And then what the school board and the current superintendent, Mr. Broski, who's running for this office, was a big part of. Then they took and set up a school board police department. It's basically a 45-man department. They have no jurisdiction off the school grounds. And my kids are less safe without a Clay County Sheriff's officer at their school that's on the same network, sharing information with the full sheriff's office that has cyber crimes and SWAT and all the response, all the secure communication equipment. When I look at this from a perspective of a senior military officer with over 30 years, having a little 45-man department detached from the sheriff's office, which does not have a good relationship with the sheriff's office, which they don't, I think it's horrible. So I think the taxpayers felt hoodwinked. They're trying to increase a 30-year sales tax this November, so that they don't have to have two tax increases on the ballot in 2022 when the property tax that they put on in 2018 sunsets. So what we've got running our school district right now is a tax and spend liberal who was a Democrat up until 2016 and just changed parties to run for office. There's been no Democrats elected in any county office in Clay County since probably the early 80s. When I was a child. So that's the situation. And no, I don't support increasing taxes.
I'm delighted to hear that. Charlie, we've got about 45 seconds before the top of the hour news break. So we'll start talking about this and then come back after the break and complete it. But want to hear from you for our listeners. I need to remind our listeners that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you've got questions for Charlie Van Zandt, the candidate for the school board superintendent in Clay County, be delighted to have you call in and we'll talk about that. But Charlie, after the break, we're going to talk about what are your top three, top four, top five priorities once you're elected. And I like to put it for a candidate, not if I get elected, but when I'm elected and when I take the seat. What are the top three, top four things that you feel that needs to be accomplished right out of the chute to make education in Clay County better for the parents and for the children that are attending school. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back. We're talking with Charlie Van Zandt, candidate for superintendent of schools in Clay County.
University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.